Well, there you go. There you have it. Wherever you go, there you are. Merry Christmas, my friends. And by the way, coming up in the new year, we're going to be giving away dog food for a year. We'll tell you about that coming up because it's going to be kind of fun. If you got a nice dog, we'll tell you how to get dog food from a year from an American-made company. There you go. My next guest, he's been in a dog fight of sorts for years because he's been on the president's team. Peter Navarro's been out there, and he just released a report called The Immaculate Deception, 6 Key Dimensions of Election Irregularities. Peter Navarro joining me here on the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Steve, my friend.
All right, so let's go right to this. You know, I've got some breaking news here I'd like to share with you, and I don't know if this goes anywhere, what it means, but out of the Georgia Senate, there was a committee that met, and the committee issued this yesterday evening. The legislature should carefully consider its obligations under the U.S. Constitution. If a majority of the General Assembly concurs with the findings of this report, the certification of the election should be rescinded, and the General Assembly should act to determine the proper electors to be certified to the Electoral College in the 2020 presidential race. Pretty remarkable. That came out of a Georgia Senate committee yesterday. And, you know, I don't know if they're reading reports like yours, but I think you would concur with that, would you not?
I would indeed concur. And basically, this battle right now, Steve, is being fought at the state legislature level in many cases. For your listeners, well, what I did was I took kind of a 30,000-foot chessboard look at what I call the immaculate deception, which is the apparent theft of this election from the people of America and Donald Trump. And, you know, in Michigan, for example, I issued an update yesterday of the report and found that there's almost 400,000 potentially illegal voters in Michigan that participated in that election. And the victory margin for Biden is less than half that. And what I pointed out in that update was, for example, there were about 10,000 people who were dead who voted. They were confirmed dead. A guy named Richard Bears at Big Data Poll did that. In Wayne County, according to the Wayne County data, there was 174,384 absentee ballots cast with no individual voter registration numbers. So those are illegal ballots. And then in Michigan, you had these dead of night ballot surges. You had two drops. One was at about 3:50 in the morning. The other was around 6 a.m. And they totaled about 200,000 ballots that came in for Biden in the dead of the night, compared to only about 10,000 for Trump. Just a statistically improbable result. And here's the thing. It's like, for your listeners, it's like this is a bigger issue. I see a coordinated Democrat Party strategy to stuff the ballot box in the 6 battleground states I mentioned,
right,
with mail-in and absentee ballots behind the shield of the pandemic, bending and sometimes breaking the law. Okay, that's what happened. And what I lay out, Steve, is there's no silver bullet single thing. It's death by a thousand cuts, or death by what I refer to as these 6 different dimensions.
And let me give some background to the folks listening to you right now. Peter Navarro here on the program. You know, you did trade negotiations and so forth and economic input for the president. You were an advisor to the president, but you have a PhD in economics from Harvard. I mean, you know your way around numbers a little better than the average American, I would say. So when you look at these numbers and you say, you know, we've got numbers here that just don't make sense, and you bring in Rich Barris of Big Data and others, and you say, these numbers just, they don't make sense, right?
Exactly. And it's not just the training in economics I have. I was in regulatory economics, and you had to learn your way around the law and case law and things like that. And a lot of this stuff is just blatant breaking existing law. I mean, the Georgia consent decree did away with signature match, right? Effectively did away with signature match. That's against Georgia law, but there's a great part of the report where I show what that actually meant. I mean, the margin of victory in Georgia is only 12,000 votes. Okay,
right.
12,000 votes. Now, they went from a 6% rejection rate in 2016 on absentee ballots down to virtually zero at the same time that absentee ballots increased dramatically. And if you simply apply that old rejection rate to the new ballots, it wipes out that Biden lead like four times over, right? I mean, it's not even close. And, you know, why should we reject ballots? Well, I mean, the problem is you need to check those signatures, because if you don't do that, you open the door to fraud. And I'm telling you, there was a lot of fraud that occurred. So it's this combination of fraud coupled with bending the law and treating Republicans different than Democrats. I mean,
and the bottom line risk. The bottom line risk, you say, Peter, is we risk putting into power an illegitimate and illegal president lacking the support of the majority of the American people. That's the big risk. I've got 30 seconds left. I'll give you the last word.
We need action, action, action. The state legislatures, we need the courts. We need the people in states like Michigan to rise up and say, hey, we want fair elections, because this was the greatest country in the world up to the point where we couldn't run a presidential election in a free and fair way. We're at that juncture here. This is a fork in the road and a tipping point all combined, and this was a steal. That's what it looks like to me.
Time for action. The Immaculate Deception, the Navarro Report, written by Peter Navarro, is available at stevegruber.com. You can read all 36 pages right there. It is in-depth. It is detailed. It's important. Peter, Merry Christmas. Thank you, my friend.
You too.
There you have it. Peter Navarro, Director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, he was at the White House. The Immaculate Deception at stevegruber.com. The perfect Christmas gift. We'll be right back.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.